Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. We'll start with some team news ahead of Saturday's 12:30 kickoff, when Manchester City welcome West Ham to the Etihad Stadium. City's record goalscorer Sergio Aguero could make his first Premier League appearance since January 3rd, and only his sixth all season. Central defender Nathan Ake, who has a muscular problem, is their only major absentee. Moving on, and Bernardo Silva has his sights on a clean sweep as City continue their march towards glory in four competitions. Silva scored one and set up another as relentless City chucked up their 19th successive win by beating Borussia Mönchengladbach 2-0 in the first leg of their Champions League last 16 tie on Wednesday. Overall, City, who are 10 points clear at the top of the Premier League, through to the Carabao Cup final and involved in the FA Cup quarterfinals, are now unbeaten in 26 matches, stretching back to November. City became the first club to win the English domestic treble 2 years ago, and Silva hopes they can surpass even that achievement and add the Champions League for a quadruple. He said, "Of course, we're going to try and win the Champions League. We know we have good momentum. Then we have the Premier League, the FA Cup and the Carabao Cup. It's going to be a tough season, but we're going to try and win them all." Finally, Nicolas Otamendi has praised former Manchester City teammate John Stones for resurrecting his career at the Etihad. He said, "I think Stones is a great player. He has enormous quality, as does Ruben Diaz, and they've adapted really well. John went through a spell when he had a lot of injuries. Perhaps when he did play, he didn't have that much confidence, but he never gave up. I saw him up close every day, and on a personal level, I can tell you he's a great kid." That's all for now. We'll have more later.